a diagnosis, he become irritable and cantankerous. His students at the comprehensive had started to take notice, and nicknames began to spread like spider webs of whispers. Senseless voice messages on contraband devices, alongside images of dictators with Mr. Henderson's face pasted crudely on top. The crowded corridors softly sniggered and mocked as he spluttered and coughed his way through each lesson, till this soon too became a trait ripe for parody and impersonation. Mr. Henderson's coughs echoed in the throats of the callous young, the only difference being when they coughed their handkerchiefs were stained with blood. He'd had enough. His fuse shortened, tether lessened, and constricted into a coiled spring, which began to bubble and boil and put the fear of God into him. It was the day before his chemotherapy was due to begin. On a rainy Tuesday, oppressive and grey, his final class of the afternoon had just started. He called out the first name on the register. The reply came, a hacking mock. Mr. Henderson lost it. Mr. Henderson snapped. Mr. Henderson leapt forward and indiscriminately attacked. The students sprang from their seats in a state of disbelief and scattered and ran. Some tried to fight back, but it was no use. His appointment the next day and declined to rearrange it to a more convenient date. He hoped this would act as penance for the way that he behaved. He hoped that this decision to self-flagellate would help him on his way from early grave to pearly gates. He hoped the universe had some kind of divine order and shape, but who knows? Who can say?